Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, I wonder what you think about this next topic, because should Ireland ban fake lawns? Well, in Wales, the idea has been raised in the Senate. Minister Julie James said that she wanted to explore whether Wales's new law banning single-use plastics could be used for a ban on false grass. Well, to discuss this, we're joined by Assistant Professor in Environmental Horticulture in UCD, Nolene Smith. And you're welcome, Nolene, to the programme this evening. It's not a big thing here, I don't think, fake grass. But what do you think of fake or artificial grass as a concept?
Yeah, well, as a concept, yeah, no, I have to say, yeah, as environmental horticulturist, I'm not a fan at all. Definitely as a concept, no, I would say no. I suppose we're at the start of this journey here in Ireland. It's becoming more popular. So I suppose across Europe and the States as well, there's a lot more artificial grass growing in. So I think we're in a very good place now that we can actually look at all sides of debate and make up our minds about this. Yeah,
I suppose, you know, some people might have their own reasons for putting it in. It might be, you know, they're not able to mow the lawn for whatever reason, or they're very busy and they're not able to keep the lawn, you know, so that this gives the appearance of green without all the problems that an actual lawn can bring.
Yeah, no, and one of my neighbors had a fake lawn and they were out hoovering it and washing it, so it doesn't bring no maintenance. So yeah, so I may think you can still have to do lots of maintenance. If you have a pet, you still have to clean up after them. If they, you know, go to the toilet on the lawn, it's not very absorbent as a single-use plastic. It's basically putting a plastic bag on the ground. So obviously it doesn't, it's not no maintenance. So I think that's probably a myth, a bust there.
Come back here to me now, Nolene. You're not going to glide over that one. You have a neighbour who is hoovering the fake grass, is that it?
Yeah, that's right. I lived in London and we had some neighbours down the road. And so they were out hoovering their fake grass. And the other thing is it can create some static. So I have other neighbours in Dublin and I think their children's hair stands on their head. Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. So there's a lot of static on fake grass.
tell me about the destruction it does then. Why do you hate it so much from an environmental point of view?
So I suppose from an environmental perspective, you have to take out the topsoil. So you have to put it down on something solid or else it'll just keep moving around. So you have to take out the soil or else it'll get all squidgy. So you have to put down hardcore. So you're removing this kind of living layer of soil with like tons and hundreds and thousands of bacteria living in the soil and worms to feed their birds. And so that's underneath the ground. And then on top of the ground, we're missing all the species like daisies and dandelions. You know, dandelions seed feeds our birds. Mm-hmm. So we're actually really interfering with a lot of nature, I suppose, putting this down. We're creating this like empty desert, really. So mm-hmm. What would be a haven for wildlife, and our gardens are becoming more important for biodiversity. So what would have been a haven for wildlife is now pretty much a desert, you know? Yeah.
Well, a texter says artificial lawns are for people with no taste. Now, I know there's going to be an awful lot of people listening to the programme who have artificial lawns or fake lawns. And can I just make the argument for them in just a second? If you have... if you're restricted in some way, be it by a disability or by age or whatever the case may be, your preference is to have a neat lawn with some vegetation around it, well, then I can see the benefit of a fake lawn.
Yeah, but thanks to technology, there's a lot of, I think if I was incapacitated and I was in a wheelchair or something and I had one choice for something, I'd sooner be sitting watching the birds feed on the worms or listening to some bird life or some insect life. I think with these fake lawns, as I said, they're not no maintenance. You can get a robot lawnmower these mm-hmm. days. You don't even have to... go out and maintain them.
They still provide the
worms underneath the soil.
Just
for
to
the,
add,
for
add
the
to
birds,
that.
So,
just to yeah. add to that as well. I'm not making a broad brushstroke that everybody who's old or everybody who has a disability obviously are not doing their lawns or can't do their lawns. But there may be some. That's the point I was making. Yeah. But I take your point as well.
It sounds to me though, Nolene,
absolutely. Yeah, no, I'm probably just saying, yeah.
Sorry, I was just going to say, it sounds to me like you really just don't see any good reason to have one.
No, I'm afraid I don't. Yeah, I mean, obviously, I come from a more environmental perspective, but I think if people just sat and thought about, you know, they kind of go, oh, well, I kind of enjoyed the birds, you know, having some worms. And I think there's lots of, you know, and kind of enjoy gardening or, you know, I mean, we don't have to mow our spaces. We can put gravel down. We can have lots of nice pollinator friendly plants growing, you know. So I suppose from many arguments, I would definitely argue against it. Yeah. And there's...
Okay. If anyone does have a good argument for a fake lawn, we'd love to hear from you to 51551. Nolene Smith, assistant professor at UCD in environmental horticulture. Thank you very much.
That's it, Sarah. You'll have to take up your fake lawn. Joke. She doesn't have one. Not that I know of, anyway.